Hey, people, you know what it is. We're back.
Live from Chicago, inside Witty City Studios, two guys talking football. I'm John.
And I'm Chris, and we're here today to talk the ship in Santa Clara at Levi Stadium, a.k.a. Strauss's house.
Strauss in the his house. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about Denver visiting Carolina in the Super Bowl, a.k.a. the championship.
First things first, let's talk about how Denver got here by beating the New England Patriots at home last weekend. What was a close game. John, what do you remember about that one?
What a game, Chris. We're being spoiled this playoff season. I mean, we've had some really, really tight battles here, but I was really happy with the ending. I think Denver deserved to win this game. They pulled it out. Unfortunately, Gostkowski misses that extra point. You know, missed a reliable over the last couple seasons, and missing that forced him to that two-point conversion towards the end of the game.
And Tom missed that two-point conversion and threw a pair of interceptions on top of it.
Yeah, so Denver, you know, their defense came through like we thought they would. They deserve this game. Von Miller, heck of a playoff season so far. Over the last two games, he has 2.5 sacks. He's deflected a pass. And Chris, did you see that interception last week?
Yeah, he was like a kid at the candy store. He fell down with excitement.
You know, so he's playing out of his mind right now. Definitely a difference maker on that defense. And then let's go, you know, don't forget about DeMarcus Ware at 33 years old. You know, he made the Pro Bowl playing 11 games this season. He had 7.5 sacks and a forced fumble the regular season.
In 11 games, huh?
And he's on the other side. So, you know, if you got Von Miller on one side, you got DeMarcus Ware rushing at you at the other side.
Those guys are a matchup nightmare, and they couldn't play the position any more differently. Von Miller comes off the edge like a bat out of hell, and DeMarcus Ware stands up offensive lineman, and he plays that option pretty well. You know, he can cover the flats. He's a pretty big guy with a good wingspan.
And take out the pass rushing for a second. Let's not forget about our two former Jayhawks, Chris Harris Jr. and Aqib Talib.
Oh, they're both Jayhawks?
Both Jayhawks and your namesake. So,
my namesake, you know, CHJ.
These four definitely deserve to be in the Pro Bowl. This defense is dirty. Good luck to any team that has to face them. That's all I have to say.
And an honorable mention to all of their interior linemen. You got Derek Wolfe. He's a force to be reckoned with. And they have playmakers. They really do. This is the number one defense against the number one offense. Even if Carolina's numbers don't support that statement, anybody who knows football knows that this is the best offense against the best defense. And it's rare that we get to see this in the Super Bowl.
Glad you bring up Carolina, Chris. Let's go to the Carolina-Arizona game last week.
I don't even think it's worth talking about.
All there is to talk about is Carolina whomped them. Wasn't even close at all. Most boring game to watch this playoff. Nothing to say about it. That's it. Arizona, you didn't show up. Carolina.
Shame. For shame.
But a lot of that has to do with Carolina just being that good. They did the same thing to Seattle in the first half 2 weeks ago. They were on cruise control. Carolina is a force to be reckoned with. They're the hottest team in football right now. They're young, they're healthy, and they're hungry.
And they got 10 Pro Bowlers. That helps a little bit.
It doesn't hurt, that's for sure.
As much as I hate to say it, Carolina is the kryptonite to Denver. Denver's got some great pass rushers on the outside. Carolina's got some great interior offensive linemen. They got two Pro Bowlers in Ryan Khalil and Trey Turner. They even have a Pro Bowl fullback and a running back in Jonathan Stewart and Mike Tolbert. If anyone can pick up this pass rush, it's these guys in this team. They're built for it. They're equipped for it.
I agree, Chris. And even if you are Von Miller or DeMarcus Ware and you get through that O-line and then you get through Mike Tolbert, you're trying to take down Cam Newton. Good luck.
You're right. This guy's a superstar. He's got such incredible size at the position, and he's really redefining what it means to be a quarterback in the NFL with his athleticism. He's the equivalent of LeBron James in basketball, the way that he transcends football.
I agree, Chris. And we talk about the Denver's defense being great and Carolina with this great offense, but don't write off Carolina's defense either. They're amazing. I mean, you got Quan Short on the D-line. You got one of the best corners in the league this season, Josh Norman, taking away your best receiver.
And what about Thomas Davis? I know you pulled out an interesting stat on him. You know,
Thomas Davis, Luke Kuechly, the two linebackers who also made the Pro Bowl for this team. One thing to note, Thomas Davis is the only outside linebacker in a 4-3 to make the Pro Bowl. So that means he's one of the only traditional outside linebackers playing in the Pro Bowl who earned a spot that isn't spending every play rushing the quarterback. He's covering the flats. He's defending against the run. I mean, this guy's a stud.
I see your point. He's not sticking his fingers in the ground and going after the quarterback as his job, but they're just a great tandem. Luke Kuechly has had two pick sixes in the playoffs. You know, that had a 2,000 to 1 betting odds if you went for it.
So I think it's safe to say this is a great, great team overall, a force to be reckoned with, and good luck to Denver this week.
Well, Denver's offense, I've heard someone describe Peyton Manning as a game manager, and that was shocking. I never thought that I would say that about Peyton Manning, but he's just taking up residence on this offense. He's made it clear that this is going to be his last year playing football. He whispers to Belichick in his ear after the conference game that this might be his last rodeo.
You know, Chris, I said this a couple weeks ago. I think it's his last game no matter what. But if Denver wins this game, for sure. It's his final rodeo. He's done. But I think he's at the point where he's hurting. You know, we talked about this last week. He can't throw that perfect spiral anymore. He doesn't have the strength he had years ago. I think he's done either way.
So Peyton Manning's been in the Super Bowl three times. He's won one of them against the Chicago Bears, sadly. But they lost against the New Orleans Saints, and then they lost against Seattle afterwards. But in that Seattle game, I guess you had an excuse. It was incredibly cold. It was the first cold weather Super Bowl. It wasn't fun to watch. It was a whooping. But this year, they're playing the ship at Strauss's house in Santa Clara, and he's got no excuses. It's going to be beautiful. All he has to do is get the ball in Demaryius Thomas's hands, in Emmanuel Sanders' hands. They have weapons that they don't even use in their tight end Vernon Davis.
Yeah, well, look for Owen Daniels to be a playmaker again this week. The guy got two touchdowns last week. He had a touchdown the week before. I mean, he's coming out to be one of Peyton's favorite targets.
And he's going to miss Peyton, too.
For sure, for sure. But don't forget about Ronnie Hillman and C.J. Anderson. These guys were running hard last week. Brady pulled C.J. Anderson aside at the end of the game because, as you guys all know, Brady was the 199th pick to be this good. He pulled C.J. Anderson, who was undrafted, aside and said, you know, way to go, and way to hustle and play hard and prove all your haters wrong. And I mean, that's a great story right there, too. So look for those guys to try and get the run going as well. I don't know if they do it against that Carolina defense, but they're going to need to if they want any chance to win the game.
I wonder if Carolina's going to be able to get a run game going because, you know, as good as Von Miller is, he's a little bit undersized. You know, he can get pushed around by big offensive linemen. And if they can get a running game going, I think that Carolina could do something. Jonathan Stewart's looking okay. Cam Newton's got some wheels.
A little bit of Wildcat.
A little Wildcat. Ted Ginn Jr., a handoff. You saw him run 22 yards into the end zone in the playoffs for a touchdown.
I like Greg Olsen to have more touchdowns than any offensive player this game in the Super Bowl. That's my call right
Greg
now.
Greg Olsen. I'd be happy. Hey, there's a couple guys in Carolina who came from Chicago. That's Greg Olsen and Peanut Tillman. I'm happy for those guys. I hope that they get a ship under their belt.
For sure, for sure. And Tillman definitely deserves it. You know, Chris, I mean, I hate to say it because he played so well against the Bears for so many years, but don't forget about Jared Allen, too. Former Bear, if you want to quote-unquote call him that, but he deserves a ring. I mean, this guy's been a hustler.
You know who he reminds me of? He reminds me of Dwight Freeney for the Indianapolis Colts. You know, hurt coming into this game, not really a question of if he'll play. We know that he probably won't, and nor would he be effective if he did. But again, a guy that probably deserves a ring, deserves to knock a ring against the table, Coach Gruden style.
Speaking of coaching, how can we forget Ron Rivera?
Yeah.
I mean, former defensive coordinator for the Bears. He lost that Super Bowl in 06 to Peyton Manning. He's coming back with a chip on his shoulder as a head coach for a really good team. I think he wants it as well.
Ron Rivera with a chip in the ship at Levi Strauss's house? This sounds like a storybook ending.
I think we're down for a good game, Chris. I think both teams will be able to run a little bit more than they're accustomed to. Look for your game manager, Peyton Manning, to play well and spread apart that defense a little bit. But
what about Cam Newton, the kryptonite to this Denver defense? I know he's Superman, but he's also kryptonite because he's a big, athletic quarterback that can run when everything's covered. And if you can dedicate enough people to stopping this pass rush, he's going to have a lot of time to make these decisions and to throw to a track superstar in Ted Ginn, a surefire safety valve in Greg Olsen, a playmaker in Brown who's emerging.
Yeah, but if there's any defense that's going to stop Cam Newton, it is this Denver defense. He hasn't played a defense this good yet this year. I look for them to kind of open him up and make him honest. He's been Superman all year. He's probably our regular season MVP, maybe for this game as well. But if there's a defense that's going to stop it, it's this Denver defense. And I'll tell you one thing. Peyton wants it. He needs it for his legacy. This could be, like we said, his last rodeo. He's going to go out guns blazing. We're in for probably one of the best Super Bowls in a long time.
And that means there's going to be an epic battle for the Lombardi Trophy. John, who do you like?
You know, Chris, this game's going to be tight, and so come down to the wire. But the locksmith thinks you take Denver with 5.5 points.
John, you sure about that bet?
I'm as sure as Antonio Cromartie's vasectomy.
Well, you heard it here first, people.
So thank you to all our friends, our family, and our coworkers, and all of those of you who felt obligated to listen to us. We really appreciate you tuning in. Look for us again this offseason.
And best of luck to the two remaining teams in the championship game, and break a tackle.